Home staging can make a great positive impact on selling your home quickly and for top dollar. Now, some of you may not want to sell it quickly, while others want to get more money for your home. Home staging is a way to show off your home to wow buyers and get them to make an offer. So let me share the benefits of home staging in the Moore County, North Carolina area.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening to the Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. And if you are selling your home soon and haven't sold one in about the last 10 years, a few things have changed since you were last on the real estate market. Marketing has changed a bit over the years, and home staging has been used as a marketing tool to help show your home in a positive light. No longer can you just stuff things in a closet, although you might, or vacuum a room and think, oh, that's good enough. You actually have to do a bit more in order to entice buyers to even come visit your open house or a showing. That's why I want to go over the benefits of home staging in the Moore County, North Carolina area. While we are not a large county, we have our fair share of expensive and not so expensive homes. People are moving in from out of the area and expect to see homes like they do in the larger cities. So let me share some of those benefits now. Number one, your pictures will look awesome. Now, just in case you haven't, like I said, if you haven't been selling your house in a couple of years, 90% of buyers look online before deciding to visit your home. 90%. That's a lot of people. It's probably higher now because the internet and COVID and everything else, people are just looking online. If the house catches their eye, if the looks, you know, you look at it yourself. What are some houses that catch your eye? Your house has to do the same thing, right? And let me give you an example. I staged a house a couple of years ago. It was empty, but it was renovated. They updated like the flooring, the painting, they painted the walls, the kitchen was updated, things like that. And it was on the market for 2 months. I brought in rental furniture and accessories, had the pictures retaken to go online, and the house sold a week later for full asking price. What? Yeah, I know. Just by changing up the pictures and adding furniture in there. You need to show off the space because empty rooms, if you've listened to my podcast before, you know, I'm going to harp on this. You should not sell a house empty because people have no idea what that room is for. Is it the living room? Is it the bedroom? Is it a playroom? I mean, sometimes you can tell, but you can't tell the sense of scale. You can't tell what's in there. And your pictures will show off the space when it has furniture in there. And when it's arranged correctly, when there's not too much of it, there's not clutter, the pictures have to look fantastic. And that's what I do, is basically I'm the last person in the house after any renovations or changes have been made, maybe you're painting or something like that. I'm the last person in there before the photographer shows up so that we get it set all in place. Everything's good to go and the photographer shows up and does their magic too. Okay. So yeah. So number one, your pictures will look awesome. And that's the benefit of home staging. Number two, your house looks move-in ready. And what that means is that's decluttered and you've already decided what gets donated, packed, or sold, right? Now, I had one client where she helped me stage the house. She was there with me as I was moving things around. She wanted to be involved. I'm totally for that so that we can work together. You know, some homeowners are like, just do whatever you need to do. I'm just standing out of your way. That's perfectly fine too. But I've had other homeowners who are just like, okay, roll up the sleeves. Let me know. What are we moving? Great. That's fantastic. Because then you're part of the process. You know how I'm thinking and why we need to move things around. And you're more involved and willing to do the work. Okay. So we moved things around. She had the kitchen cabinets repainted. And that was before I showed up. And then we used her items to stage her home. We used her pillows,
she had a new bag of a bed in a blanket type, bed in a bag thing, you know, where the comforter was new and stuff like that. I'm like, yes, let's use that. Great, perfect. She when we did all that those changes, it took us over several days. I came back to finish up, and then she had a showing, I think, a day or two later, and it sold 8 hours after it went on the market. 8 hours. Oh my God. She then called me later to help her stage another house a few years later because she knew that the work needed to be done to show it off. So she knew that it was totally worth it if you helped declutter it. If you she didn't have the design eye. She's like, I don't have the staging eye that you do. Can you just come over and tell me what I need to do here? I'm like, great, no problem. So again, you know, that's just a way that you know the house looks move-in ready. There's nothing to pick at. There's maybe a few things that you look at. Obviously, as a home buyer, you're going to be checking things. You're going to be looking for the air conditioning system and things like that, but you're not going to look at other things, you know, when the house just looks ready. It looks move-in ready. It's not cluttered. It's not, you're not tripping over things, you know, that it's harder to find things, right? So, because everything's been done. This episode of the Creative Home Podcast is brought to you by The Staging Snapshot. Need staging advice for one awkward room? Don't want to pay for a full home staging consultation? Or maybe you and your spouse can't agree on what to do with a room and how to set it up? Then The Staging Snapshot is your answer. The Staging Snapshot works best for clients who have a DIY spirit but want a stager in their back pocket. It gives you the flexibility to ask for staging advice for just one room. Now you can get this advice in 24 hours without an extra appointment. Just send me a picture of your room and some measurements, and I will reply back in an email with an ideal furniture layout, items to add or remove, and wall colors if needed. Check out my staging snapshot at bluediamondstaginganddesign.com/staging-snapshot or see the link in the notes below. Okay, number three. Home staging increases the perceived value of your home. And what that means is that buyers are more likely to meet your price or go above asking price. And I've had this happen many times in the houses that I've staged. Working with a real estate agent, you really need to make sure that the house is priced correctly. If it's not, it's going to sit there. If it's too high, it's going to sit there for longer, no matter how much staging I do. If it's not priced correctly, if it's something that you think as a homeowner, it should be this, but you've talked to several agents and they go, well, it should be this. This is what the market is bearing. You really need to listen to those professionals, okay? They know what it would take to get your house sold, okay? But staging does increase the perceived value because, like I said, the pictures look fantastic, the house looks move-in ready, just like I said with my previous tips there, okay? And they're more likely, like I said, either to give you your asking price or go above. Let me share an example. We were selling our house in the fall and made some last-minute changes slash upgrades before putting it on the market. We did things like we changed out the countertops in the master bathroom because they were really old and the sink was just the faucets, just no. We added recessed lighting and a huge walk-in closet, and then I had some carpentry work done to finish off some small projects that we never got a chance to do, but it needed to get done, right? And over the 7 years that we lived there, we made huge renovations on the 1977 built home. Okay, yeah, this house was older. This was in 2017-ish or so. So yeah, it was older, right? But we gave it, you know, lots of facelifts, if you will, renovations, things like that. Things like a new rec area in the basement. It was 1,000 square feet. We totally updated it, had a rec area, a place for the kids to hang out, added a en suite or a bedroom with an en suite bathroom, a walkout, you know, door and everything. It was wow. It was a fantastic little area down there, little 1,000 square feet, plenty of space, right? We added on a screened-in porch. We remodeled the kitchen. We replaced windows, fixed insulation, and so on and so forth.
But we were able to enjoy the changes because it was for us. We didn't all do this at the end. We did it over time. I think our first thing that we bought that house because, when we saw our heating bill that first winter, oh my God, I think it was like $500. It was scary. I was like, oh my gosh, what? And this was a colonial home in Virginia, right? I mean, we were heating the outdoors for the squirrels living in the trees out there. Seriously. Windows would mysteriously open on their own. I'm like, oh no, 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 these windows have got to go. You know, so while we made the changes for us, it was things that we knew that would benefit us and help make the house better. So by making those changes, the perceived value of the house went up. And we sold that house in 4 days at $3,000 over asking price in the fall, right? It wasn't the spring crazy season that everyone else puts their house in. You know, it was in the fall. Yeah, right. I know. And number four, your house will sell faster, okay, with home staging. When a house looks move-in ready, buyers will want to snatch it up. Now, like I mentioned, the one, our house in Virginia. I just recently had a house that we staged that was on a golf course after the realtor insisted on the need for home staging. The homeowner hadn't moved in many, many years, like over 10 years. I think it was more like closer to 15 or 20. She had it listed for $815,000 and got an offer within 2 weeks for $830,000. Isn't that fantastic? Oh my God, I was so excited for her. That was fantastic. Now I know you're thinking, oh, my house is not on the golf course. It's not going to have those kind of amenities, but the same kind of things can happen for you. Okay. It sold within 2 weeks. He actually was not wanting to have to sell the house faster. He wanted it, the money for it. He wanted the asking price at least. Well, he got it and he got over that amount. So yeah, I was glad for him, but he wasn't really happy at first with the staging. He's like, we got to do what? We got to take down what? And I get that. I understand. You lived in a house, you see all these things, and I start taking things away. And he's just like, this better be worth it. Sure enough, he got over his asking price, didn't he? So yeah. So don't think that home staging can't do something for your home selling too. I've staged houses that were set at $100,000 to over $1.5 million, and each one had their own staging needs. We make appropriate changes to sell the house quickly based on your timeline and budget. So let me know if you need staging help today by visiting my website, bluediamondstaginganddesign.com, and I'll put the link down in the show notes below. So I hope this gives you something to think about. Thank you so much for listening and have a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you later.